First Lady by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. Copyright 2000 by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. This recording of the full-length reading of First Lady was published by arrangement with the author and the Axelrod Agency and was produced in 2000 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Anna Fields. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. Eleanor Roosevelt. Chapter 1. Cornelia Litchfield Case had an itchy nose. Otherwise it was a very elegant nose, perfectly shaped, discreet, polite. Her forehead was patrician, her cheekbones gracefully carved, but not so sharp as to be vulgar. The Mayflower blue blood that rushed through her veins gave her a pedigree even finer than that of Jacqueline Kennedy, one of her most famous predecessors. A French twist contained her long fair hair, which she would have cut off years ago if her father hadn't forbidden it. Later, her husband had suggested, oh so gently, because he was always gentle with her, that she leave it long. So there she was, an American aristocrat with a hairstyle she hated and an itchy nose that she couldn't scratch because hundreds of millions of people all over the world were watching her on their televisions. Burying a husband sure could take the fun out of your day. She shuddered and tried to swallow her hysteria as she crept another inch closer to falling apart. She forced herself to concentrate on the beauty of the October day, and the way the sun gleamed on the rows of grave markers at Arlington National Cemetery. But the sky was too close, the sun too near. Even the ground felt as if it were pushing up to crush her. The men on either side of her moved closer. The new president of the United States.